coming into practice now. Letting our bodies find a nice, relaxed, agreeable, yet also wakeful posture. And what do you need to do for that? So take a few moments. Also a posture that feels really grounded. And then giving yourself some soothing touch, hand to the heart or elsewhere. Really feel the warmth of our hands. And letting this gesture be a reminder to bring kindness to ourselves and our experiences as we practice. So a friendly interest, letting the hands rest in the lap, coming back to soothing touch whenever you like. Allowing for some nice full breaths. Breathing in fully and allowing a nice full exhale, perhaps making that lovely relaxing sound of compassion. Ah. And again. Ah. And then perhaps even the sounds of tenderness, of compassion with each exhale. Ah. 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 And then letting the breathing subside into its natural rhythm. And knowing these sounds of compassion, you can engage them at any point in the practice as a way to feel the breathing and drop into the present moment a little more deeply. To connect back with kindness and ease. And just resting a while in some affectionate breathing. Noticing the sensations of the in-breath, how they lift us up, energize, open the chest and belly, open the mind-heart. Appreciating how the in-breath nurtures us. And enjoying the out-breath primarily for a few moments. And appreciating that downward flow of the out-breath and how it is releasing and relaxing. And grounding. And generally soothes us. and putting it all together, breathing in and breathing out, nourishing and soothing again and again, letting all the experiences that arise come and go around the breathing, not berating ourselves for the wanderings of the mind. It's okay. It's what minds do. Treating our wandering minds like we would the wanderings of a puppy or a young child. We don't yell at them. We don't beat them. We say, okay, I see you. There you are. Come back. Again and again. Nourishing and soothing again and again. And if you care to, expanding your awareness around the breathing to take in the whole body, breath and body together. Feeling the fullness of being nourished and soothed with each breath. A sense of being internally caressed by the breathing. soothing touch at any point. And continuing to stay nicely grounded in body and breathing as ways to anchor loving kindness practice, to keep it embodied. Let's gently shift to loving kindness as we hold in mind someone who makes us smile, an easy, uncomplicated relationship. Even letting a wee bit of a smile come to the corners of the eyes and the lips as you hold this one in your mind's eye, visualizing or just sensing into them. Feeling your sense of appreciation for them. Letting that warm up the practice. And offering this one that makes us smile some phrases of loving kindness. I'll put out a few, you may use them, or you may have ones of your own for the dear one. May this dear one be filled with loving kindness, friendliness for themselves. May my dear one be safe, safe. May you be healthy, healthy, keeping that embodiment, sensing body sitting, breathing. May you be safe, safe. May you be healthy, healthy. May you be happy. Smiling into that, may you be happy. And may you live with ease. May you live with ease, feeling the ease of the out-breath with that phrase. And continuing to practice in the silence for the one that makes you smile, using these phrases or ones of your choosing. taking a few moments to wrap up those phrases, noticing how they sit with you in body, mind, and heart. Letting whatever your experience is be as it is, may we allow our experiences to be as they are and trust that they are the workings of the heart. Whether irritated or bored or angry or filled with sweet love, and let's now slip ourselves in with the dear one, face to face, hand in hand, one in the other's lap. What kind of sensing into or imaging works for you? Perhaps yourself as you are now, or as a young child, whatever helps. And then as you feel ready, soothing touch and offering the phrases, your own phrases, or these simple phrases of, may we both be filled with loving kindness. May we both be safe. May we both be healthy. May we both be happy. May we both live with ease. Practicing in the silence as it suits you. And if at any point you wish to just focus the phrases on yourself, by all means do so and release the one that makes you smile and offer the phrases to yourself, or have a sense of the compassionate friend offering them to you as you are now or perhaps as a child. And take a few moments to wrap up your phrases and check in with yourself, giving yourself whatever you need in response to how the practice has been for you. Allowing ourselves to be just as we are, with kindness, with care. And a little quote to finish from yogic Hindu tradition, Swami Kripalu. My beloved child, break your heart no longer. Each time you judge yourself, you break your own heart. You stop feeding on the love which is the wellspring of your vitality. The time has come, your time to live, to celebrate, and to see the goodness that you are. Do not fight the dark, just turn on the light. Let go and breathe into the goodness that you are.